Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, disabled by a gunshot wound in 2012, was in Portland today to pitch question 3 on the main ballot in November. That's the measure that would require background checks for gun sales. It's the latest publicity event in the contentious debate over gun rights in Maine, a state where hunting is part of the culture of the rural North and West, and where calls for gun control are more popular in the South. Fred Bever has our story.
Giffords is something of a celebrity in the gun control movement, but here in Maine, it's the story of Judy and Wayne Richardson that resonates with gun control supporters. With Giffords at her side, Judy Richardson recounted how her daughter Darian was fatally wounded by gunshot after a 2010 home invasion in Portland.
We learned from the police that the gun, a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, was recovered in another homicide right here in Portland. We learned that even though they recovered the gun, that it was sold, the investigation was stalled because it was sold through a private sale at a gun show. That's because in Maine, these kind of purchases, they don't have to undergo the criminal background check.
Question 3's backers say that's the loophole they want to close. In the absence of federal background checks for sales at gun shows and for other private sales, such as through Uncle Henry's classified advertisements, they say the underground gun trade is flourishing. And Portland Police Chief Michael Sostek, who grew up hunting in Madrid, says background checks are a useful tool that have worked in other states.
They've seen a drastic decrease in domestic violence-oriented fatal shootings. And those account for more than half of the homicides that we have in our state. I would tell you the drastic decreases in the number of police officers that are fatally shot in the line of duty. Drastic decreases. And the amount of gun trafficking that happens in those communities. Drastic decreases in the number of mass shootings in those communities. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
The membership of the Maine Police Chiefs Association agrees that Question 3 will reduce gun crime in Maine and has endorsed the measure. But that doesn't mean all law enforcement thinks it's a no-brainer.
You need to know that sheriffs across Maine are coming together to oppose Question 3.
That's Androscoggin County Sheriff Eric Sampson. He's one of about a dozen sheriffs from around the state who participated in a television ad sponsored by the National Rifle Association to enumerate the basic arguments against the proposal.
Question 3 is poorly written.
It is being pushed by a New York billionaire who does not care about Maine. Question 3 would not stop criminals from getting guns.
Question 3 would send law-abiding Mainers to jail.
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 Some of those arguments have been used for years against gun control measures around the nation, but opponents of Question 3 are deploying some that are specific to Maine. They point out that the measure goes beyond a simple check to prevent gun sales to convicted felons or those with documented severe mental illness. It also includes language they say will erode Second Amendment rights in subtle ways by requiring background checks, for instance, when a hunter loans a rifle to another for use outside of the owner's presence. George Smith, a former executive director of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, says the measure displays a lack of respect for the state's hunting culture.
You know, I hate laws that makes us all violators. Most people are just not going to pay attention to that transfers. And the other thing is they keep emphasizing that there's exceptions for family members. Now, that's true, but there's no exceptions for my hunting buddies, most of which are not family members.
Smith adds that there would be added cost for paying for the background check in such transfers. And the state's warden service says the measure is written in a way that would be difficult or impossible to enforce. Opponents are also working to stoke resentments against interference by Michael Bloomberg, New York City's former mayor, who's poured millions of dollars into gun control efforts around the nation, including in Maine. Here's David Trahan, the Sportsman's Alliance's current executive director.
Citizen initiatives are no way to write laws, particularly when written by nanny state elitists from a region of a state where forests are made of pavement and concrete and whose opinions of gun ownership is shaped by drug dealers, terrorists, and inner city crime.
Tran was introducing the National Legislative Policy Chief for the NRA, which so far has contributed about $400,000 to the effort to defeat Question 3. That contrasts with more than $2.5 million contributed by Bloomberg's group. Both are expected to ramp up their campaign outreach in the few weeks left before voters head to the polls. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.